Item number two is a subdivision and rezoning of 40 Pauley Drive under file DASZ6 of 2010.
Okay. The applicant in support is Carl Devlin. Would you like to come forward, Mr. Devlin? State your name and address for the record.
Hi, Carl Devlin, 2 Christine Place, East St. Paul, Manitoba.
Go ahead.
We've made application to rezone the property for as an R2. It's pretty straightforward. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. You've read the administrative report before you?
I have.
Okay. And do you have any questions regarding that or?
No.
Issues there? So R2, is, so your intention is to build?
We were making application for R2, which would allow us one duplex, or under the R2 status, we're also allowed to do 2 single-family dwellings, and that is our intentions.
There's 2 single-family dwellings.
That's correct.
That's what your intention is. Okay.
We canvassed the neighborhood, and we feel that it's most the least intrusive for the neighborhood.
Okay. And where are you intending to have access in terms of driveway?
Rear lane.
Rear lane access. Okay. All right. So if this committee approves subject to 2 family, single family homes and rear lane access only, then you'll be fine with that?
That would be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if there's any other issues or questions residents have. So was there anything else you wanted to add?
No.
No?
Not at this time.
Okay. Any other questions, Councillor Thomas, at this time?
No. I'll hear what the concerns of the community are at this point. I'm not sure what they might be.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Devlin. We'll call you back once you have we hear from everybody else. Is there anybody else registered in support of this application here today? Anybody else registered in support of this application? See none? Okay. Okay. Did you fill out one of these, Bill? Okay. Okay. Did you want to fill one out? Might as well. Okay. Yeah, there's just a. Do you have an extra copy, Carlos? Or?
Yes, there's. They're all.
Okay. All right.
The biggest support I got, I'll talk while I fill it out.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, there's a microphone over there that we'd like to pick up. It's a public
hearing. If you could just fill it out first and then bring it forward and we'll.
And
go from there.
It's being recorded, so we would appreciate it if you're going to make representation that you come and talk into the microphone so that we have your comments on record, please, sir.
And you're Mrs. Frost? Okay, great. I got yours. Thanks. Okay. In support of the application, Mr. Frost.
I'm in support of the application. I think it's about time.
And your address, 35 Pauley Drive.
35.
Okay. It's all recorded. Okay.
You know that off by
heart. I know. But it's
has
recorded.
To be for the record.
I know, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm talking to Mr. White.
Excuse me. Just direct through the chair, and she's a member of the committee as well. But anyway, go ahead, Bruce.
Well, we can get going on that, too. But yes, I'm in. I'm not opposed to this application. The biggest factor is that, as I talked to you briefly about when I came in, is the park itself. I'm concerned with the children. So I want to know when this process is going to take place. The sooner the better. Then you won't hear from me every winter about clearing the snow off my corner. If something's built in there, it's going to most likely rectify that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll save you a lot of grief every winter,
mm-hmm.
and me too. I think 2 family dwellings as opposed to a side-by-side is the route to go,
okay.
especially for our neighborhood, because from that corner down, they're all single-family dwellings.
Right.
The other side are all duplexes, so
okay.
we don't want to stay in the past.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. About all I got to say.
Okay. And you're, just a quick question, Bruce. The property's being roughly divided in half. The half was sold subject to rezoning. So there's still going to remain somewhat of a park or access, the active transportation corridor coming through the back there and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, there'll still be some green space. So hopefully if we plant some trees, it'll reduce on the snow and everything else that you've been having problems with.
That would be nice, plant some trees. Like, I know the initial plan, when you were deciding which park you wanted to keep and you asked for public opinion, you showed that Transcona Walk coming through there.
Right. That's right.
Now, is that what's still planned?
Yeah, that is what's happening is it's being built this summer. It's being built basically along the north part of the properties, but it's going all the way westward as far as actually, it's supposed to go as far as Costco following the rail line. So it's actually going to hit the rail line basically kind of at Larch and Winona and then kind of head south, southwest. Mm-hmm. So that's still intended, with the connection being to Pauley for so residents can access the bicycle path or walking path that way. Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be the plan.
Thank you.
No problem, Bruce. Yeah, thanks for coming. Okay. Anybody else in registering in support of the application that I did not call their name? Seeing none. Anybody registered in opposition? I don't have anybody registered in opposition. Seeing none, register for information. Mrs. Frost, did you have any questions or? Okay, for sure, come on forward.
Andrea Frost, 35 Pauley Drive.
Hi.
My question is, you're dividing it into two pie-shaped lots. There's going to be one green space.
Right.
What about the back of that green space? Because I can envision a wind tunnel coming through there and even worse snow conditions.
Right.
So what are you going to do to stop that besides planting trees that are going to take 20 years to mature?
Right, right. Okay. So the concern is in terms of in the short run, not just the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, well, short of fencing would be the only other solution that would do something in terms of reducing the wind in there. However, if you plant a decent amount of spruce trees, you know, and not the tiny ones, but, you know, a four-foot variety.
Right.
You can actually have a fair impact if you plant them the right way.
And so, is that any part of the plan?
Well, we can talk about that and make that a requirement tonight, you know, as part of this. So.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea because I can see that's going to be a funnel to build up the snow even more. That corner spends half the winter blocked.
Okay. Okay, and I'll bring that, I'll raise that when the applicant comes back.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Great, thanks a lot, Mrs. Foss. Okay, and also registered for information, James Biak? Biak, sorry, James. Did you have any questions at this point? Just here for information. Okay, great. Anybody else registered for information that I didn't read their name? No? All right, I'll ask Mr. Devlin to come forward and speak to any of the concerns that were heard.
I appreciate the support. As far as recommendations, as far as planting trees on the green space, I would agree with that. Mind you, I hope nobody asks that Carrington Homes takes care of that. I feel that the funds raised from the sale of the park, part of it could definitely go towards enhancing the park and protecting the residents from the wind tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that.
You have an obligation, there's a land dedication charge on your, have you calculated what that is worth in terms of?
I have not, no.
No, okay. So we wouldn't be able to waive it here today, but we could potentially just specify that when the funds come forward from your land dedication, that this be used for the purchase of trees and that they be planted as part of the upgrade. Did you have anything you wanted to add, John, or?
Yes, you could do that. You'd have to pass a motion, though, I think, in the public meeting portion, not during the public hearing.
Okay.
So it wouldn't necessarily ride with this application. It would be a motion saying that the land dedication, we could find out the value of how much he's going to have to pay. Then you can have a motion in your public meeting to say the land dedication from collected from this rezoning be go towards the planting of coniferous trees at a minimum height of 6 feet.
Right. Okay.
Something like, or you can specify the specific tree, like white spruce or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing to add too is this with the sale of the lands, the city's acquiring revenues from that sale, and so the whole idea behind it is to take that money to finish off the playground. But there's some money that we wanted to leave behind anyways in terms of the actual park site that's being left, in terms of sodding, if there's any sodding that needs to be done, or seeding that needs to be done based on its condition, but also that would be used for landscaping. So so we would have a combination of the sale lands, the funds from the sale of the lands, as well as these revenues here from the land dedication. So,
Councillor, I don't believe we've closed. Outside
of the public hearing.
So, I don't believe we've closed the regular agenda yet, so we can go back after that and move that motion after we've completed this, and this is the last item on our public hearing agenda.
Okay, sounds good. Fair enough, and as I said before, you don't have any issue with restricting it to ensuring that it's two single-family homes that are being developed and with rear access only from the back lane. So,
yes,
okay.
That's fine.
Any other questions from the administration? John? Councillor Thomas? None? Okay, I don't have any other questions. Thanks very much. Thank you.
You want me to take the chair?
If you could.
Okay.
I'm going to move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All in favor? Any opposed? Carried.
I move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All